I was more interested in getting anti-discrimination legislation and I began sort of developing ideas for that. And so I worked a lot with Michael Oliver and Stephen Bradshaw. And we began to devise ways in which to get some funding to write significant alternative to the idea that disabled people were innately at a disadvantage due to their impairments. So we needed to write not only the concept of the social model, but also think about ways in which we could embed that into the infrastructure of society. So we would need to talk about and explain to society that it wasn't individual acts of sort of disadvantage or discrimination, that it was actually systemic to the way in which our society was organised. So we managed to, through very, very hard campaigning, writing offer grants to employ somebody called Colin Barnes to write the book Discrimination in Britain. And it was the book that basically was the blueprint of the Disability Discrimination Act. So I was highly involved in that and became very interested in how we could then legislate for that. So that was when the campaign for the DDA, Rights Not Charity, began. And that began out of talks with Mike Oliver, Rachel Hurst, Stephen Bradshaw, Colin Barnes. And so we adopted that as the movement as our main area for activity. So there were marches, there were sit-ins. People started chaining themselves to buses saying, will you build a transport system that we can't use? So that is systemic. That is a systemic exclusion of our participation. So unlike America, we were very kind of academic about our approach to disability rights. We really deeply analysed what it was that oppressed disabled people, and that was very much inspired by Vic Finkelstein, who had been very active in the apartheid movement in South Africa.